The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The fear of electricity blackouts has prompted Irish authorities to set down new protocols for data centre operators, as the expansion is expected to increase the sector's electricity demand to 30% of the grid in the next 5 years. So what is the correct protocol in the event of blackouts? Joining me to discuss this now is Liam Ryan, Chief Transformation Technology and Offshore Officer at Airgrid. Liam, you're very, very welcome. I've read this and in simple terms, tell me if I'm wrong, because this is quite technical. Currently, if there is any little glitches in the grid, data centres go off grid instantly to their backup supplies or generators or what have you. But as we have more and more data centres in the country, if they all do that at the same time to the grid, it causes problems for the grid that causes instability that could lead to blackouts for the rest of us. That's what I took when I read this. Am I right?
Thank you, Ciara. First of all, thank you very much for having me on the show this evening, and for your listeners for giving me the opportunity to talk to you today around fault ride-through. So look, AirGrid's roles and responsibilities to make sure that the power system remains, that we balance supply and demand at all times.
Okay.
And that we make sure the system remains secure and reliable. And in order to address that, we have there's a risk that we're managing on the power system. And there's currently the fault ride-through capabilities of large energy users. And following extensive engagement with large energy users, which has been really proactive, and the large energy users have been very supportive in relation to the work we're doing. So AirGrid has submitted a grid code modification to the CRU, the energy regulator,
okay,
to make sure that they assess the proposal that we've made, to make sure the power system remains secure.
But am I right about the proposal, Liam? Just because I'm just trying to make it simplified, yes, for listeners, that if there's a glitch, as there might be, because this is all very technical, if there's a glitch in the grid, all the data centres immediately switched to their backup generators for their own reasons. But you don't want them to anymore, because that creates problems for the grid in general. Is that the nub of the thing?
Yeah, so this is just not an Ireland-only issue, is the first thing I would say, Ciara. This is an issue all around the globe.
But is that the nub of the thing, just so that listeners know what we're talking about?
Yeah, so we're just trying to make sure that as large energy users, they would switch off and move on to their backup generation if we get a fault on the system.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're now actually asking, and large energy users are progressing solutions to make sure that they remain connected to the system.
Okay, so I am right. That's what they have been doing. You don't want them to do that anymore because it creates instability in the grid for the rest of us, putting us at risk of blackouts in our homes and businesses. But there are reasons why they do what they do currently. So there is a bit of resistance to the change. So what do you want? I know what you want them to do. You want them to stay connected to the grid.
Yes.
But tell me about the problems that causes for those data centres, those end users.
So we have been engaging with the large energy users over the last several years on this matter. And the large energy users are progressing solutions.
But explain to me why they don't want to do what you're asking them.
So what I would say is, Ciara, they are working with us.
Oh, no, I know.
And they are actually...
You're a devil for not answering the questions I'm asking you. The first thing is we know that when they go off, it creates instability for the grid.
Yes.
You've asked them to stop doing that. But why are they... Why do you need to have a consultation with them about this? Because what's the problem for them and staying on the grid should there be a glitch in the grid?
Yeah, so it's for normal operation for a large energy user. Like when they actually see instability in the grid, to make sure that they're able to provide a service to their customers, they go to their backup generation. So what they're actually doing is making sure that they actually have a secure, reliable service.
Yeah, so they
to
don't
their
want
customers.
Any break in their energy
of course,
supply.
Of course, that's what they're
makes
trying
sense.
To do. Yes.
But so how are we going to get around all of this? Because you are saying, please don't jump off the grid. It creates problems. They're going, we want to have continuous supply of energy. So what is the solution here? And I know you're talking to them, and I know that this is being worked on.
Yeah, so there's a number of steps we're actually taking. So at the moment, AirGrid has brought forward some operational measures on the grid to make sure that we actually have time to work through the solutions with the large energy users. So the large energy users, as we speak today, are progressing solutions. That's technical kit that they're going to actually put in to their facilities, which allows them then to ride through these faults and remain connected onto the actual system.
Okay.
And give us what we actually need.
Liam, should they ride through these faults, right? I understand. I do. Turns out I do understand this. Yes. I wasn't sure at the beginning.
No, of course you do.
But should they ride through these faults? Will that create difficulty for their, like, for the likes of me who maybe wants to use the cloud or maybe wants to do a Google search or those types of things?
No, Kira, from our engagement with the large energy users and the data centres, they've been very clear that they want to ensure that their customers remain, have a really high quality of service. And that's the reason why we have been engaging to find those technical solutions which allows the service to AirGrid and to all end users from a grid perspective, and that the large energy users are able to provide a service that they need to their customers.
So you're saying that there will be technical solutions that will allow them to ride through these glitches so that they don't damage the stability of the grid, but their end users are also unaffected by the glitches. Is that right?
Yes, from our engagement with the large energy users, some of the users have advised us that they actually have solutions and they're working on those solutions, and we would look for those coming through later this year.
And this new protocol, Liam, this new protocol that's being brought in, what you're asking them to do, is that going to, we've heard an awful lot about the problems with data centres and the grid, that the pressure being put on the grid by the data centres, etc., is an issue. And we've heard many politicians saying we should have a moratorium on data centres, etc., etc. But equally, data centres are hugely important to our tech industry here, and our tech industry is one of our core industries. So is this new protocol going to ease relations between the grid and data centres in general so that we will hear less of the, oh my God, data centres are a problem narrative, or is that separate to this entirely?
Yes, yeah, so there's two areas that we've been dealing with large energy users. So the first one is capacity, which you've mentioned, and we're working, and the CRU, the energy regulator, has approved a significant investment in the grid, which will address the capacity issues that we've been having. And then this is an operational issue. And once we actually have solutions for this, we will be able to ensure the secure, reliable operation to power system.
Okay. And so is this sort of good news, Liam, in that we are coming to grips with some of the issues that we have been having, some of the concerns for the grid? Because obviously blackouts, I'm old enough to remember the 70s and doing my homework by candlelight. And my mother would say, put a mirror in front of that candle now and it would be two candles and we'd be quids in. But, you know, we don't want to go back to that. So is this sort of good news?
Yeah, like this is like AirGrid and the large energy users have been working very proactively, you know, to make sure that security supply is to the forefront of everybody. And that's been very much supported by government as well. And it aligns with the LEAP policy, which allows large energy users to grow sustainably into the future. And we're making sure that this solution now we're bringing forward, which, as I said at the very beginning, is not just an Ireland issue, it's a global issue. And therefore,
so
we're making sure
data centres all over the world use huge energy, but also they disconnect from all grids during glitches.
And what we're actually seeing is that other system operators around the globe are actually bringing forward similar sets of rules, that the large energy users are working with those as well to ensure that the industry continues to grow in a very sustainable and safe manner.
Okay, and maybe last question for you, if that's all right, Liam. Are you hopeful that we are going to be able, just on the capacity issue, even if our data centres expand here, as I said, they are a key element of our tech industry, that the grid, the capacity will be forthcoming to match the demand?
Yeah, so we are building out the grid based on the capacity that we've contracted in Ireland, and we're working very closely with the government and the large energy users to determine their future capacity and then put future plans around grid development to allow the not just the large energy users but all economic growth and societal needs to be met.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Liam Ryan, Chief Transformation Technology and Offshore Officer with AirGrid.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.